Shus Avi Mori. Bodei Chazor by Simon Shinya Gimel. The first couple of sifim, the idea being Moisiv Aleph Binyan. That means you have three cases here in Sif Aleph, Kachaloin, case of Kona, case of Neger. Now, Negetu, Boinez, one lam, Tes Melachos, Negetu Moisiv Aleph Binyan, the Gemal Dachko Bey, it says, also Nichol Negetu of Deraiso. The question here in these sifim is what Nichol Negetu of Moisiv, or Mesdik in Moisiv Aleph Binyan. And the way the Shulchan Aruch goes from Aleph to Dalet is from what's most kal to what's most chomer. Siv Aleph starts off in the case of kach haloin. You have basically this window stopper that you put it inside either your window, inside your skylight. And we have a mission dafko kuf chofei b'gzam achlikis of Eliezer and the chomim. Eliezer says that'd be a case of kosher, the case of toloi. Masha inkin the chom say ben kach or ben kach, it's mutter. The question is, what does Benkach or Benkach mean? It's Machlokes Amoraim in the Gemara. Rav Kana means Benkach or Benkach, but it's Mesukin. Mashenkin of Yimra says the case of Benkach or Benkach, but it has to be a case of kosher. Not totally, but it has to be a case of kosher. Lalocha came on the Mechaber, he passed him both of them Lukulo. Passed like a Chomim, according to Rav Kana. That meaning what's Mesukin, the Locha is not Nichol Kemoisiv Alabinyan, and therefore a person has a Pkach Haloin without being kosher, without being totally. The Mises Beseder. Now explains to Mishnah Berurah, what is he said over here? Really, Gemara of Kufchav Hei speaks out that he has kachaloin, putting it inside this window. Therefore, you might think it's nichol negeda of oil, which is putting it inside the skylight over here. However, since over here the oil is ready made, and you only number one being Moisev al oil, and number two is a case of Arai, so Locha will get to Simon Shindazvav, Moisev al oil, Arai, Lamaises Mutter. What happens is, Mr. Brewer, when you're doing a tikkun over here, when you're putting in the stopper, negate the sugya of tumah, that means you have one room and you're afraid that the tumah will go through the halal over here into another room and metam the kalim. So, being down the machlaikis, the Maria Levi wants a taino that really depends. If you put it inside the window before the person dies, and therefore will not affect anything right now, there's no tikkun miyad, therefore will be a case of smutter. However, let's say you put it in after the person dies. So now there's a ticking gomer, therefore be ulcer. However, being down the Mark Avram disagrees, and he points out, Lamaisa, right now there's never going to be a ticking. Because any killing that's right now in the room will happen. Already is Tomei. And therefore, you put the stopper over here with this thing to close up the halal. The only thing you're fixing is for the future, that any killing will eventually come inside the room. That will not become Tomei. And therefore, Be'etzim, there's no ticking beyond. Therefore, being down the Shai Truv is Mitzalak, the Mark Avram, person can be Mekel. Now, the state of the heter, I will speak out more clearly in Sif Gimel, is I have a question. In Sif Aleph over here is causing a luch of the chaloin. You have this board going inside a window. In Sif Gimel, we have a delish of a mukso. You have a door going inside the frame. Over near Sif Gimel, we have a bunch of chalom over there. But you have to be a case of tolim min ha'aretz, or gvoy min ha'aretz, or the case of tzirim. Otherwise, it could be also a gam, taking the door into the frame, it being moist of oil aray, and has its chalom. Mashik over here, we're taking this luach, putting it inside the window, in moist of oil aray, in smutter. What's the chil between this case of Sif Aleph and the Sif Gimel? It speaks at the Mar Avram, that the Mishmur is quoting over here, and in the Bialocho, the chilik is, there's no chilik. Except in Sif Aleph, discussing a case that's being made to open and close constantly, and everyone sees it that way, and therefore it's not nichol geta of moist of oil kvas, nichol geta of moist of oil aray. Masha Enkin in Sif Gimel discussing a case of Moisiv Oil Fire. Over there, we need Gvayim and Oretz, a case of Tzirim. Otherwise, of course, Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel should be the same thing. He says, therefore, once Sif Gimel, the case of Kosher V'Toli works, he also Kosher V'Toli over here works, even a case of not a case of Talmud. Now, the words of Gemara is saying it's Mesukin. What does Mesukin mean? We'll get Sif Gimel saying it again over.
You don't need Kosher.
I said in the case when it's not Tomid, it'll be kosher. When it's a case of Bekfias, doing it not Tomid, when it's made to open once in a while, then kosher. When it's made once every 40 days to open up, they need kosher. They don't need it, nothing. Right, correct, Rav Kano.
Once every 40 days,
we'll get to the Bialoch, it's a Gimel. Once every 30 days.
It's a Gimel, you do need kosher.
Again, that's Sif Gimel.
No, it never is.
We'll get to that. There's a question. Why the Mishmur quotes one part? That means if you look at the Pirim Gomer he's quoting, he says Tzir. Mishmur took in a case that's not sensitive Gimel. There is a question here. Why the Mishmur took half the Pirim Gomer and not fully extended exactly like Sif Gimel.
Same shift 30 days.
The shift 30 days at Sif Gimel Asi.
And here too.
It's the same sugya. Same sugya. The Mishmuv is quoting the Magarvam in Sif Gimel. And Sif Gimel says 30 days, but Sadid, Tosha Shabbos, 30 days. Now, the Gemara says the case of being Masukid. What does the word Masukid mean? So, the way the Machaba says means Machshava. It's coming from the Rosh of the sugya. However, the way how the Bialoch means down other Rishonim, Masukid means just like we say that a case of Kono, Machlok is Rashi and Tosis, that means Masukid to be a Kli, either Mokum Acher, or Dafk over here is enough. That means the Ramban and the Rashba and the Reim and the Ran will come out. Masukid over here means you have to make it a Torah's Kli. It's not enough a case of Machshava. That means the Heta of Machshava and the Machaber says the Mishabru has Machlok Rishonim and he ends up a Loch Lamaisa Sorachian. Not sure it's enough if Machshava works. That means I'll come out. The first, what is the seed of the machleik? Is what's going on over here? So the next bilachan discusses that are we discussing the ism inside the sugya of Baino? That's how the Rashi and the Gaon seems to go. Or the ism inside the sugya of a muks over here? That's where I have to make it to a kli. That's the bach pim gadol and others want to go. And the afkamina between the two reasons over here is whether it's enough to be a kli b'mokam acher. That means, let's say you have a dafsha urchinolov. You have a board that you need chal on top of. You have a regular board that is a kli. Except you want to use it. Mitzal Sugya of Mexico might not be a problem, Mitzal Muxil might will not be a problem. So we have two reasons what to deal with over here in the Sugya. But it comes out, what are the eights in the Sugya? We bet to have four eights what to go do. One is Machabe says Machshava. That Mishmua said Tzorchin Lamaisa to be semich upon. Not that simple. The second eight of the Mishmua says, if you already used it one time on Erev Shabbos this way, then it already has a Torah's Kli upon it. Negate the Sugya of Muxil or negate the Sugya not Mexico by now. Therefore it's Motor. A third option is doing a case that's derech not to mevatel over there, a case of a beged. They will also be mutter. And the fourth option, says the Mishabur, it's kosher, even the outmach shovel will also be mutter. That means the four options by kachaloin, the mechab is option tzarechin lemaisa. The next akimto, case of a kono of a beam, is basically you have a case of a door, but you have a beam going sideways to block the door to make in the case of a lock. So the shell is what to go do in that situation. The Gemara brings down a machlekes in the brises and daf kuch levav what the loch is. The first time I want to say yes because kosher v'toli. Mashenkin of Gamliel, Mashima Gamliel says along with mistuken even though it's not kosher. And the end of Rabbi Yochanan that says the loch has to be Torah's kli alayim. Has to be a case of Torah's kli. That means the Gemara passes like Mashima Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan ends in Torah's kli. The loch lemaisa the mechab brings down Mashima Gamliel according to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, you have this case of this kon over here. A kon, he says, is worse, says the Mechaber, more than the case of Kachaloin. Why? Because more dummy to Binyan. Why is it more dummy to Binyan? The Mechaber does not explain, but the Mishmur is Moisif. And he says, because by the case of the kon, it's similar to the case of a Nagar, of a case of a peg. We'll get to why a peg is more chomer. So the kon is more like a case of a peg, and then it will come up to be more machmer than the case of a kon. Now, when you have these case of a kono, with Mesukin Lemaisa, that's enough. Now, what is the definition of Mesukin Lekach? Machloik is Rashi and Tosfos. They need to get of Torah's Kli. According to Rashi, you need to have a Mishtamshit somewhere else. And that means, let's say you have Mishtamshit to flip over Zaysim, or Mishtamshit with it to break a Glazim. That's enough to give it a get of Kli. According to Baitam, you do not need to have Mishtamshit anywhere else. It's enough to be Mistakit Daka over here, be a case of a kono. That'd be nichle ghetto of having a ghetto of Torah's Kli, not Mexican Voino. Now, Mishmur speaks out that the seed of here in each Mahalach is take away the idea of Baino, because the words of Mechaba is Doim to Baino, now takes care of the Sugya of Baino over here. Now, it speaks out of Mishmur, a klal in the Sugya of Muxo. He said, let's say you have something that you miyachid it to be a Kli Shemak L'Isser, to be to a case to flip over a Zaysim, but was not done yet to flip over a Zaysim. Speaks out of the Bialocho. The fact that you're mezaming something that way has mona la milsa. If has mona la milsa, therefore does not have the geda of muks over here. Aloch lemaisa, machlokes Rashi versus Tosfos. How do we pass it? So the Magavon points out, you go to Simon Shneches over there, the Mechal passes lekulo like Rebbeinu Tam. Therefore, the Magavon says you can't be mekul. However, the way the Mishmur brings down, he points out that Eliyahu is mefakvek upon the Magavon, and therefore only the Eisat Tzorich be simch upon Rebbeinu Tam. Otherwise, the Chachil to be chosen for Rashi. Now, discusses Ramah a side point in the gate of the Sugya of Muxo. He says, once we have this case according to Rebbeinu Tam, that the loch over here is made to be a case of a kono, what is a kono a lach? A lock is shlish lamach leheter. You don't have to use a lock on Shabbos. Therefore, says Amor, this kon has a getter klishum lach leheter. Speaks out Mishnebura among Avram, and whose sheet is the Ramah speaking in? Only new ben etam. But according to Rashi, what is the kon made for? To plebzase him, to crack nuts. That avada api ravish tamshus is a klishum lach leheter. Therefore, locha is, you can use it on Shabbos, a gamish klishum lach leheter. The klal klishum lach leheter is mutl tzar gufayim akaymai. But speaks out Mishnebura, just a klal negate to muksa, and it says it over here, that when you have a klishum lach leheter, are you allowed to move it for no reason at all? It's also. Get a chiddush of simon shenches. The elders not seem to know. They take a klishum lach leheter, move it. Believe tzarek klal is also near tzarek sas. Where's the Mishnebura over here? And therefore, what's the tzarek sas by the case of kono? Very simple. To close the door, to lock the door. Vo'eitz says the Mishnebura, according to Rabbeinu. So the spoon, over there, Shulchan Aruch discusses as a shahawi paskin. Klei Shulchan, Mishmur says, my son, you're right, not to, be machmer. But the, yes, yes, he comes up to me, choshish. But my son, the anhogi is more than not that way, but the Klei Shulchan to be makel on darker things in the Shulchan, based on toises. He's to be choshish, if I remember correctly. But the minig is only not that way. I think he is. He's saying it's racked. He says, please shum on tether. He said, don't think I'll move it at all. He says, only tzarek sas.
Right.
And that this is the case. No, he said, not only tzarek sas, but even klish shum lachter isn't the tzarek gufoy mekoyman. He's a real tzarek. It's also mutter klish shum lachter lesser. Right. But he's saying, don't think it's mutter to move it for no reason. And mutter mokum tzarek. They both need a reason. The question is, how much of a reason do you need? You need a little bit of a reason? That certainly is this case. You need a bigger enough a reason? That's also this case. But you need a reason. The third case over here is a case of a neger, a case of a peg. The person has a scooper, the threshold in front of the house. In those days, it seems to be that when you're opening and close the door, you want to lock it. Either you put a corner this way, or you put a peg inside the ground. I'll block it up from opening and closing. Now, this Indian, the Gemara has different statements. First, we have a Mishnah in Erevin Daf Kof Aleph that brings down that a person that has a naga with a glusto on top, you have this ball or this handle on top that was happened that way, memelo. So, by machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Osir, Masha Inkin, the Beis says it's mutter. Explains the Gemara, what does that mean? It means if you have a good rope, they can take it wherever you want, will not snap the rope. Abada, it's mutter, it's clearly the case of a kli. And if you have no baya, a Mexican baino. The only time machlokes is when you have this thing over here that's attached, but if you take it place to place, the rope will break. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yosi might say it's still a mutter, not like Rabbi Eliezer. The next mission, Nafkov Beis, brings down a machlokes, and we pass like a Behudo, the Tano, that says you have a neger shnagor in Medina, a maisis mutter. What does that mean? It explains a Behudo, that Moiro, that it means over here when it's kosher but toli, everyone agrees the maisis is not a problem. The only shal is the case where it's kosher and it's not toli. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda come up to be makel over here. Va'id, Moshe the Gemara, according to Yehovah, if it's kosher to the Delis, also it's mutter. Those are first the sugyas. What comes out from the Mechaber to apply Loch Lamaisa. Again, he speaks of the Mechaber, you have this case of this Neger inside the Iskup over here, and it looks more like a case of Bidden than the cases beforehand. The Loch is a person that cannot use it on the door unless it's kosher. Why are you passing like a Yehuda over here? Now, why is it more Chomer? Speaks out in the Mishnebura. Because we're saying the case of Kacholoin is mutter. Kona is worse because Kona is doimer to Neger. What's wrong with Neger? What's the point over here of this peg? So pegs in generally we use for binyan. That's why he's used it with Kholius. Yeah, you want to build things, you want to jam things and make things tight, you use pegs. You in this akimta, you're making it into a lock, to null, to lock. So you're taking something that Be'etzim is made for binyan and using it for a lock. For that, you have to show that it's specifically a lock. You have to have either glusto, you have to tie it up, you have to do something specifically over here. Otherwise, it's going to be the case of binyan over here. Now, the Bialocha says, but let's say a person does a case of a kesher, Maisi do not need a case of machshava at all. Now, if a person does only, he only has a case of a machshava and not do a case of a kesher, it means that the Bialocha machlokes and nichol get of deraisa d'rabbanan. Rashi wants to say this is Isovia Deraiso, Masha Enke the Rosh is a case to Abonim. However, it speaks out of Mishnebura of a case of a Glustero, Lukulama only be a case of Efshir, Lukulama a case of Drabon over here. Now, to be practical, Kamlung Mechaber says, what do you mean to tie it up? What is the case of the kesher? So he has really two levels over here. A case where there's a glustera, and a case where there is no glustera. So first, negate the case of a glustera, which looks like case of a kli over here. Therefore, you need something that's less over here. The question over here is, what kesher exactly do you need? So the words of the Shulchan Aruch is any type of kesher, even if it's shvach, even taking place to place, it'll break over here. Whether it's tied to the door, whether it's tied to the briach, does not make a difference. Anything, even munach al aret, even nagel maisis beseder, any kesher with the glusser of the maisis beseder. Now the reason why it's mutter, because it's clear over here that since it's tied up and has a glusser, it's only for shah. Does not nichel negeder of bain, explains the Mishnah Berurah. Now, do we mamish need a case of a kesher? Speaks of the Mishnah Berurah, simple reading the Mechaber, you need a mamish, and you need any type of kesher. And therefore the Taz says, the Maisi, you need a kesher. At Sada Sheni, you bring down the Elu Avo, it says, no, you don't need any kesher. And therefore he wants to say, it's a tzarech, it can't be mekel. Maisi Mishnah Berurah is Mitzadid, bring down the Goyim, it sounds like the Ik is like the Taz. The person should be Machme, you do need a Maisi kesher over here. He goes on further, however, let's say a person is Mechubah to the Delis Mamish. Like last time, we have these things that we tie mamish to the door, that avad did not need any kesher at all. Now this negated the case when you have this glustera, this ball on top of this meimimelo. Case when you have no glustera, come on the mechaber and gives you two options. Either case you tie to the delis and even a chol that's kesher's dak, or in a case you do a kesher to the briach, that case in the kesher omits, that lemaisa is enough. And the reason why over here you need more of a act, more than the case with a glustera, because more daim to binyan. If you mean more of a heck, it make it a case of a binyan over here. Now the Mechaber says when it's case of munachal keren zolos is osir. Now what's that going back on? It says the Mishavua going back when it said before, chuli means whether the case you have a glustera on top, whether the case was a kesh of delos itself. The loch is when it's munachal keren zolos, the mice is osir because you took it off of its place, looked like an act of binyan. Now, coming to be a loch, he speaks out that there are two different types of glusteras. There's one that's memelo, and one that's case of yidayim that you formed by yourself. And we'll really have to see that more in Sif Beis over here. But the case of memelo, that's the machlikus over here in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you do it by yidayim? Is that a case you need a kshira or not? Mamash, you created the ball, but das, you made it into kli, it's clearly made into kli. So coming to be when it brings down from the Beis Yosef, that in this case, a vadi did not need a case of a kshira. Why? It's mucha. Clear, it's a kli over here. It's not a problem. Harry points out, we'll get to Sif Beis, that the Goyim understands the Torah and the Mashiach is, there is no chilik whether it's a Beis Yad or not Beis Yad. And therefore, in the Kalmat, according to the Goyim, still you need a case of a kshira. Now it comes out over here, just to be clear, I think I wrote down the sheets, there are five levels that come out and negate the case of the Nagar. What do a loch l'maiso? Number one, if the case of a glustero, that's from Melo, L'chur, Meshavuah, Metzadid, you need any type of kesher. The second level, Augustro, Biadayim, over there, Meshavuah is more makel. That person, Mice, does not need any kesher. Gami has Machlaikis. A third thing was a kesher to the Delas, it comes out any Chevel Dak. A fourth thing he says, a kesher in the Briach is kesher omits. And Mechubal the Delas does not need any type of kesher. That means you have five options what to do in the gate of the Loch of Nagar, that even though it's Osir, had to match this case over here, the Nagar. This now leads to the fourth case, which really the Hamshach of the three cases before him, the case of a Nikmas. One Erevin goes on further, it says the person has Nikmas, even though it's not Nishmat, the loch is it's Osir. Why? Well, it says Abaya, Mefzik Avoyno, black and white looks much worse in the case of a Nagar. Void Mamshach the Gemara, what's the loch of a Beis Yad? Beis Yad is Mutter. Two things in the Gemara. So first, negate the case of Nikmas, why is it more common than the case of Nagar? The case of Negar is basically when you have a threshold, let's say the threshold is 1 centimeter high, you'll put a peg inside of it. Let's say your peg is 3 centimeters. Over time, the peg goes further and further and goes into the ground. And it went into the ground 2 centimeters. That means one into the threshold, the mifton, and one into the ground itself, into the karka. Now it looks like more of a case of boino. If that cell, since it went further in, therefore, even though as a case of kesher, speaks out of mishpul of the base yasiv, still the mice will not work. A gam does say the bialocha, the rift sounds like a kesher does work. Maisa over here, come to Shmuel and says, Be'ikur, a kesher does not work. Now the question is, does a base yad that you made be a daim, does that work by the case of a nikmas? Because you clearly made a kli over here. So maybe it takes away the Mexican boino. So Shikal Das question among Rishonim was, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says Neger and Iskolim. Then Nikmas says Osir. Then he goes on saying further, Beis Yad was Halacha Mutter. What's Beis Yad going back on? The lasting case of Nikmas? Or Beis Yad going back in the case of Neger? That's the Machloikis. That means come along with the Goyim, he wants a time to read Rashi and Torah. No, so we're not discussing the issue of Chayush. Because Chayush is Enemus Kavan Absek ratio. Discussing the Sugya of Mechsi Kabayna. A Mechsi Kabayna, maybe if you made it clear over here, clearly it's not Mechsi Kabayna. The Chor is in the threshold and also into the ground. That's Mechsi Kabayna. Very bad. The question is, you have this ball on top, maybe you make it ois Mechsi Kabayna, because clearly it's made to go in and out. You have this Beis Yad. So the Goyim says, read Rashi and the Torah, they're understanding it goes back in the case of a Neger, not in the case of a Nikmas, if you will not have the Heter Beis Yad. Atzad HaShayni in Maaseh Mishavua says, the simple reading of the Gemara is not that way. That there is a Heter Beis Yad by the situation of the case of a Nikmas. That's the Maaseh of the Taz, and the Maravom, and the Beis Yad of the Maskon is, we do have this Heter. Maaseh Mishavua will see he is Chosheish V'Chumro to go like the Goyim, say there is no Heter. Not like the Maravom, not like the Taz. Which leads to the next case. Talmud Taz discusses that in those days they had a case that mitchilo the make a bedas that will go inside, but not the ground we're discussing, it will go sideways. Now it has something to go inside the wall. Now it says the word of the Taz, Mali nichbas b'chaymo olamat min oritz. Come those who want to disagree. The Taz says there's no difference. And the question is, how can in those days they make these pegs that go inside the wall? L'chol, you have a problem. That's going inside the wall should be ulcer. Coming to Taz, it says 2 points. Number one, since it made mitchilos lakach, therefore it's clearly defined as nichla geda of a kli, not nichla geda of baino, therefore it's water. Vaidi says, since there's a tabash or barzel, since there's a ring atop made of metal, nichla geda base yad, therefore it's water. Two reasons why it made mitchilos lakach is water, because it also has a base yad, and mitchilo is clearly that way. Coming to Mishmuel says, I according to the going, there's no heter by nikmas or base yad. Therefore, let's be machmer. But since we have a tzir for the other reason, it says it made mechilos lekach. Therefore, I'll be mekel. That means be'etz mishmuah said let's be choishes for the goyin. But when you have two reasons, and if we have maybe one of the reasons do apply, made mechilos lekach. Therefore, I'll be mekel and say it's made mechilos the ma'aseh smuter. Sif gemul the case of you have a delis from a mukso, basically the sugyan a mission erev nafkuf aleph that you have these backyards that you not go in. Inside the backyard constantly, only once in a while, every couple of months you go inside of it. So come along with the Mishnah over there. It says, as be a case of Gevoyim in the Oretz, when you take it off the door, where Mishnah explains, basically you have this door you put inside. When you take it off, it's still hanging off the door, it's not touching the ground. Even in the case of Kamali Nemo, that mice is not, but cannot be touching the ground. In fact, the Gemara, and the mice, we have clearly a brace that says over here, you have a delta that drags on the ground. Marcel's being dragged on the ground, the mice is smutter. As long as the case of kosher v'toli, so and for the bai rova, a case of a tzir, bai says right now has a tzir, rova says even a case that did have a tzir. That means it comes out in the gate of the delish of b'mukso. The only way to matu it to put this board back on top of it is either in the case where it's gevoyim min ha'aretz, the mishnah, or the case where it had a tzir according to rova and it's kosher v'toli. However, if neither one, then when amais not be mutter to put it back. Therefore, the mechaber is very clear how to be paskin. He brings down the first, the eitzah of tzir. He took the rova's eitzah that had a tzir over here. And the case of kosher v'toli, it's not mechsi kabayin, because everyone sees the case of a door over here. Now, the loch over here is that you can, says the mishmur, you cannot put the tzirim inside, even though it once had a tzir. Why can dichle get of a shemi sakin? A deo makapach of baino. And the side of the heter is, because it's nikur that had tzir. Let's say the heker is not there anymore, and chnami will be also. Now, speaks out of the Mishnah Berurah over here, what is the gedder that Mechaber over here is saying is made to go in constantly, will have a different locha than not going constantly? Here's where he brings down the Tosfos of Shabbos. The gedder he's been sanded to be once in 30 days, that'll be mutter, we'll get to the end of the Mechaber. Mashenkin, the Mechaber is discussing over here, what's a case which is not going to the backyard more than that. Goes there once every 40 days, 50 days, once in a while, then it'll be this halacha, you need these two cases, either was it tzir or gevoyim min ha'aretz. Now, over here, come on the Beis Yosef, and we ask this question. What's the difference between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel? And that's what, over here, the Taz being down, Magravam being down, Mishwud, all this crossing, what is the Chalak? Again, we have a case of in Sif Gimel, that we have a case of really, of being Moisef Ol Arai. We have this door over here, Dal Shum Mokso. They go in once every 50 days, and you point this board on top. We're saying it's also with this Cholim. Kach Chaloyin was saying, L'maisa, Machshov is in the Mechaber, that's enough. What is the difference between the two Sikhs over here? So the Beis Yosef brings down the Ravid, the Rosh, and he says a chilik over here is whether it's a case that you go in constantly or you go in once in a while. If it's constantly, it does not look like a boino. Go in once in a while, it's not going to get a boino. One teretz. Come on, the Beis Yosef bring down another teretz, Rashi, that the Taz sends you to. Rashi says that's not the chilik. The chilik over here is by kachaloin. How do you make a kachaloin? This is the derech. You make a board, you put it inside. So everyone sees. It's a window stopper. Mashaking the door. If you don't have the hinge, it's not hanging, you don't put a board inside. That does not look like a door. Therefore, since it does not look like a door, therefore you might think Mechsi Gaboyna, for that reason it would be more Machmet Sif Gimel over Sif Aleph. What would the Nafkamina be between the two reasons? Speaks out the Taz. Nafkamina is, let's say you use something constantly every day, you go into your backyard every day, with Del Samokso will come out according to Rashi, it's Osir. Not like the Mechaber says. That means, how's the Mechaber paskening? Not like Rashi, like the Ravid. The Chilukah is whether it's once a while versus a case that's constantly over here. Therefore, Kamel also, the Loch and Sifala by Kachaloin will have the Loch as like Sif Gimel. That means, basically, the Shena clearly speaking out, Burtam of the Taz, Magavram, Sif Al, Sif Gimel, Achur, Kamath, the same thing. But we don't. We'll get to different cases, I think. Mechaber have a problem. That's Ramah is not a problem. Now, the Mechaber is Mamshech. Now, it goes back to the other case, the Gemara, the Mishnah's case. Now, we have again the Del Shavu Mokso. It has no Tzir. So we don't have the Heter Ravah. Let's say it's Gevayim and Oretz. L'maisa, that's enough. Again, Gevayim and Oretz, Mishmuel explains, when it comes off the door, normally Gemol and Nimu off the ground, L'maisa, it's mutter. Now, come to the Bialoch, and he brings down the Nishmas Odom. What's the Mechadish? But Gevayim and Oretz is not a big case of kosher. Now, he's Marach Numus Rayas, without exactly explaining what everyone's saying over here, it's really a blast. The Nishmas Odom, that only maybe a Das Yochid over here that says idea, but why do we pass him in the case of also being kosher, not like Nishmas Odom? Now the Mechaber ends off Mashenk in a case that's Todder, that means you went like the Ravid, then even if a case you did not see it, but as long as being Nigra L'maisa, it's enough. Now, this first halacha of Todder, what's the reason why it's Mutter? Again, very simple, it speaks out the Mishmur, it's not messy case of Boino, like Sif Aleph. Now over here the Mechaber sounds like it has to be kosher. Kosher. Come along the Mishmur and points out, according to Amon, Sif Dal did not need to be a case of kosher. The other said the Mishmur, when you have a scoopa, you need that scoop, otherwise you have a bayam to the Dalit Shabbai. And Chanami can make like the Ramah. And that means according to the Ramah, Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel are the same thing. According to the Mechaber and Chanami, you have to why. That's a kasha. When we wear Ramah and Mishmur Paskins, it comes out as far as I see it's the same aloha. A scoop is a side reason because you have a bayam inside the door of Shabbai. Sif Dalit. Case of Dalit Salmono, the Gemara's troop shot him what exactly that means in Erevin. Either means a case of one piece of wood over here, or means a case you're missing part of the frame, you're missing the askupa tachtoino. So come along with the Mechabani Paskins, not like the Rambam, you're missing one or the other, you're missing the bottom frame, or you're missing, you only have one loch over here. The loch is that even it has its here, the maisa is not off, and come along be more machmer. The reason is, since it's down the ticking of a door, it does not look like a door, therefore here it still looks like an act of boino. That means, even though the Mishmur, again, last step said you need a scoop according to Ramah, that's because the chesaron in the doorway in and of itself. It says the Mishmur, this halacha is even a case when you go in constantly, even Talmud. Still can be Osir. That means Aleph is constantly, Dalet is constantly. But since it's a chesaron in the Tzur Shabbai, Nichol Geda of Bain over here. That speaks out the Mishmur, even the case that it's, I'm sorry, if the case is kosher, and it's Tali, and dragged upon the ground, they want to tie it depends upon the two gesoys, being on the shayatzin over here, that the case is made open and closed constantly, then it might still be mutter. Now, we have to understand, we have a couple of questions to analyze. One is, the loch and Sif Gimel, the case of Machzelis. You're putting a mat on top of the door. Now, over there, with tzir, it helps. Now, is a mat something a derech to be a door? No. But tzir works. Del samono is not the derech to be a door, and tzir doesn't work. They should be the same exact halacha. Both of them are not normal to be doors, and one tzir works, one tzir doesn't work. Speaks out the Taz, a simple teretz. It says, Bishloimo, by the case of by Machzelis. The Machzelis is not made to also be a door, to be a bainah. You don't build a block of the doorway with Machzelis. Masha'ekin, Sifdal, you have a double problem issue over here. One is, it's not looking like a doorway, and number two, it looks like you're doing an act of bainah. When you have a double issue, it looks like you're doing bainah, and plus no doorway, that you have a problem. See, it doesn't work. Machzelis, the reason why it's here works, because it's not looking like you're doing a bainah. Machzelis does not look there, does not belong there, it's not the act of bainah. Now, the Rambam speaks out that you would have numerous kashim together, that even though in the case where you have a scoop of the maisa, if you have a scoop of the maisa, it's mutter. Otherwise, it'll be us over here. Now, we have a question, also speaks out the Mishnah Berurah. Why the case of you have a delis that you have tied to the backyard over here, which kashim, totally oidim maisa works. And over here, when it's not kosher, maisa doesn't work. So you want to mechal between the Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet. Very simple. One's made to open constantly. One's not made to open constantly. That means this is the Rabbah that comes along to argue the Mechaber earlier, that something's made to open constantly, even though it's not kosher, the maisa works. Now, speaks of the Rambam quoting the Beis Yosef, that what, say you have a case of one board, but you put it inside a chakika. Basically, you have a frame over here, you have a chanut, you have a store. It seems in those days you have a store. And you had a frame, and you put one board, and another board, and a third board, and a fourth board inside to make a doorway. So the question is that nichal geder of loch echad? No, that's a bunch of boards together, and therefore my sits motor with the chakika. That's nichal geder of a skupa. So speaks out the Ramah from the Beis Yosef. Since it has this frame, that's kein a skupa, and a bunch of boards, therefore has the geder of being ramish adalas. Therefore, there's no problem. So it comes out we have this tzura they did in those stores, Lamaisa Motor. Now, the question here is that we're discussing a case of a store. A store is something that's made to open and close constantly. Store. It's a constant thing. Back and forth. Over there, only because we have a bunch of boards one after another, therefore it's water. But one board, Lamaisa is also. In fact, the Magar Avram, if so, by the window, Kachaloy, which should have the same aloha. What's Kachalon? What are you putting there? One board or a bunch of boards? One board. So therefore it should be also. Why in the world affect the Magar Avraham and Sif Aleph is one board mutter? And Sif Dalet, the Maisa one board, the Maisa is also. Should be the Mamash case of Chaniyos. Should be the same exact halacha. So Magar Avraham has two Tirotzim. Both about Chedushim. His first there it says he wants Taino, as far as I understand his words, and by the case of the window stopper, when it says it's one thing you're putting inside, meaning it's a bunch of boards together you're putting inside. You're putting one board, you attach a bunch of boards together, and then you put it inside this window. Mechanami, one board, the mice will be also. That's Alochot Siv Dalet. The Chiddush not brought down by the Shtibiro. The second thing he says, that if either the Bach, the mice makes a lot of sense, the Bach and Mechal, the Siv Dalet, is not a case of Tomid. And Siv Al is a case that is a case of Tomid. They go in and out constantly from the window, which again is not like the Beis Yosef. Not like the Mechaber, not like the Ravid. However, in the Shita, come with the Mishnah Berurah and the Magar Avraham, they want to say, Mitzarev the Shita together with the Rambam. That means Igmar had two definitions of what the idea of Del Samon is. Either means a case where there's no Eskuba Tachtoino, or it means there's Loch Echad. Question, how do we paskin? Do we need to have the concern of both, or one without the other? The Rambam says you have to have the concern of both. The Mechaber disagrees. But the Bach says it was made to go in constantly, Tomid. The Maisa can be Mekel. So the Tzif of the Bach with the Rambam Shito says the Mishnah Berurah, then it will be Mekel. That means if you have a case going constantly, and the case of only Luch Echo, the only case that has no scruple, the Maisa person can be Mekel. Tzif is a case of where you have the door with the Tzif and its hinges over here, and the two cases either come out fully or they come out partially. So first case over here, when it comes out fully, when you have basically, you have a door, you have a hinge on top that goes into the milo, you have a hinge on bottom that goes into the mato. If it comes out fully, the loch is, you cannot put it back, whether it's the milo or the mato. What's the reason it says the Mechaber? The idea of Shem Yitoko. Speaks out the Meshavua, but let's say the hinge in the middle. The loch over there is that negev to yontif, a person can be mekel, simplest yontif. Negev to Shabbos, a loch of gezer, the middle hinge up to the top of bottom hinge, therefore you can also not put it back. Void, as in the Mishnah, let's say even the case is not Xer Shem Yitoka, you're using a case of Barzel. Still, a Maisi of Xer Shem, you might use a case of Ismarim nails, and therefore you can also ask for Shem Yitoka. Now, what is the Isser Shem Yitoka? Over here, the Mishnah brings down, he said you might put in Yisaidus, or Sakin, or Mismarim, and therefore the Isser Mitzad Asugi of Makio Patish. If a person, or the serum come out halfway, not fully, then the Gemara's Machalik, whether it's the top or the bottom. If the case over here is the bottom, not that worried about that much, therefore you're right to push in further. Mashenki in the top, you maybe do a strong action over here, or maybe an active tekuah. Therefore, the Issa, even to push it back, because it's not good for the door to be hanging off halfway from the top. Now, come to the base, the Taz, and it brings down the base Yosef. Beis Yosef Be'etim is before Shemachaber and Simon Shemachas of Taz, Gemara and Dav Kukha Beis of Beis. The Gemara over there says, you have a Delos, there's on top of the Shady Tev of Migdol, you want to take the door off the Delos as Mutter, to put it back, you cannot do it, Al Shem Yitoka. The Gemara says, why? Because Ain Bin Vesir Bekalim. It sounds like the whole entire head over here is Dafka the Sugya of Kalim. They get to the Sugya of Tzirim, they get to these boxes. They get to Karko, there is no Heter. Nira speaks out the Taz further. People have windows, which is in Karko, and they want to take it out and put it back. He says, but people do that when they have Simchas over here and want to get ear inside. The Ivi Sim Duraisa, when they take it out of Tzayser, putting it back with the Sugya of Baino. Therefore, not only is his soul's Osir, even a case of a guy that it is itself Osir. Now, just to get clear, the Sugya of Tzirim. We have to realize right now, there are four cases we mentioned just now negated the Sugya of Tzirim between our Simon and Simon Shin Yadalad. In Simon Shin Yadalad, we have the locha of a Tzir in Siv Zayin that said, what happens if the Tzir comes out? Can you take the door out of the Tzir? The Mechab has two sheetahs over there in Siv Zayin. The Beit Parrot says you cannot take the door off the Tzir. The Rimi Kinoin says you can't put the door back and take it off the Tzir. The Machlek is Tanoim. The Ben Paris versus Rimi Kinoin, two sheetahs in the Mechaber over there. Says over there, the Mishmur and Taz, did not to be Machalik whether you take it off or put it back on. There is no difference. That means that Machalik is allowed to take a door off a hinge or not. Machalik is showing them. Over here, Kamal the Taz, brings down a Lochan Simish and Chesiv Tess. Over there, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, you're allowed to take the door off and you cannot put it back. Shem Yitoka. So we have a problem according to everybody. According to a Ben Parrot, says you cannot take it off, put it back. Says the Taz over here, you're allowed to take it off. So before Shigemaro. According to Mimi Kinoin, says you're allowed to take it off and put it back. According to the Gemara, says you're not allowed to put it back. You said we got a problem. Before we have a Gemara against either Malach you want to go with. So the Taz is his question. In Simon Shin Yadal Sivkotin Zayin, he is on one man the Omar. That means the Kunu Ben Parrot says to be Machmer, how do you answer the case the Taz over here brings down? You want to say over there when the Del is the top of Shein Tev and Migdol, a Chiddush, there's no Tzirim, no hinges. You're allowed to take it off. Really, Ben Parrot says you never allowed to take off hinges and put it back in hinges. In the Gemara's case, the Taz over here is bringing down, taking the door off a box with no hinges. Why can you put it back? You might put in hinges. Shemi Yitoka, a Chiddush. According to Mimu Kinoin, he says the loch is allowed to take off hinges and put it back. So why? You're allowed to put it back. Why is saying it's osir? He says it must be the case where you put it back b'chizik. Put it back, you're allowed to. Put it back b'chizik, Shem Yitoka. Put it back strongly, it's osir, because you might do Shem Yitoka. Put it back with my sister's mutter. Those are the first two cases. A third case is our case. You have a delis with a hinge on top, hinge on bottom. The loch over here is you cannot put it back. Again, according to Ben Parrot, you cannot put it back. That's very good over here. You cannot put it back. Couldn't we? Can I? Why cannot put it back? So you must have to answer. We are discussing Bechizik. Must be. A fourth halacha, a fourth Gemara, is a case where the delis with the hinge on top and bottom of there, but the middle hinge came out. Over here, the Mishmua says, "Maisel the loch is to be machmer, mash egin the loch is yontif to be mekel." That's Beis Hillel Shita, and Beis Hillel says, no, why? Ain't bini v'sir b'keilim. What's the chilek? The chilek is neger to yontif, we have simchas yontif, then we're not going to make a gzera. Mashenki neger to us, we now have to simchas yontif, we'll make a gzera. Therefore, someone asks you, what's the loch in the gate to hinges and doors? We have four separate sugyas who are down by us what the loch of here is. The next sugya is a kelim shel prakim, pieces, kelim that come apart to reassemble. It comes out over here, we have three separate cases. We have a case of mitzvah shel prakim, we have a case of klish shel prakim, we have a loch of menorah shel prakim. We have three different halachas over here. The gate of mitzvah shel prakim, the gemara dachim zayin, the gemara starts off asking a question to have Abba of Runa what the loch is. They want time to smutter. As Tarashenu, Rav and Shmuel say, it's chiyav chattas. The gemara is a kasha of a kanush shel menorah, kanush shel seidin. And then the gemara ends up bringing down the Shem Gamliel that says the loch is if it's rofa, it's smutter. Now the shela among Rishenu what the maskon is, where the mechaba went, there are three dargas over here. Mechaba says a case of lahakzer when it's hodok, it's osir. Says the Mishmur, what's the Isser? Shema Yitaka. That's a Dinu Rabbanon. A second level, with Taka? That's a Ged of Deraiso. A third level, says the Mechaber, when it's Rafa Yitz Mutter. Very simple, Rafa Yitz Mutter, Hodak Rabbanon, a Taka case of Deraiso. What's the Deraiso here? Why is it Chayiv Chattis? So the Taz says, Mitzad Asugya Makar Patish. And Mashenkin, Mogavon, bring down Mitzad Asugya Aboino. Mishmur bring down Boshitas over here. That's from the Sugya, it's a Kilim Achlokis, Rashi, and Taisis. It's only Makapatish, and those ones say it's also the Chalageda of Baino. Depends on the Sugya and Simashi Yudalad, Sif Aleph, Ein Goyin Shom. Now, the loch over here, we're saying it's Rofay is Mutter. What defines Rofay? So, where the Bialocha explains the Magavram, it's a Machlokis among the Rishonim. The way how the Kolboy, what time on the right, it says it has to be something that's loose in this area that you're not really care, that's loose over there, that shakes the area, that's Nichalageda of Rofay. That means I think anytime you have a peg inside the table, the chibur itself is very loose. When you put the actual leaves inside, that's nichal negedah being rafay. And the second thing the smag says, anything they did not need gvur of umnis, that's nichal negedah of rafay. Two different mahalchim. Now, Mishmur defines what is the kimto of mito shel prakim. He says basically you have over here this bed that people would travel from place to place. They would create the bed over here. They would stay there for a month or two. Then afterwards, they would go to other places, they would disconnect the beds, it goes somewhere else, and then reconnect it over there. The loch over there is, and the person is, when a person is in derech, we have to be rofer, we would not be chlesh b'tikor. If it's not derech, we will be chleshish. Now, the Ramah over here come along with the moisif, the loch is also v'lad shlo yehodak. That means hodak itself is going to be, that is also over here, that even the derech is to be hodak. That means, the loch is, that means, what happens if somebody's derech to be hodok? It's still coming along to Aser. Now, come along to Mishmur, he throws in a Rashba that seems to make a fourth level, that Rofay and Rofay is a get of hodok. That means it's Rofay. I think Rofay and Rofay is like hodok. Hodok, and then the case of Tukur over here. Now, come along to Mishmur, he speaks out a case, not Mishmur, the Shulchan Aruch, he speaks out a case of Kershal Prakim. Kershal Prakim is basically, when they had these cups, when the stems will come off, says the Mishmur.
When he says, that's limiting the
no, he's saying, no, it'd be masif. He's saying, even something to be derech be hodak, there's no gzer shemi yataka, still it's also. Hodak, again. The way we read the Mechaber, hodak is also, it's gzer could be tekoa, derech could be tekoa. Let's say hodak and the derech is to be to hodak. Then we have the Mechaber that asks us. Beis Yosef says it. Mechaber left it out. Come along with more to be moistive, even if it's hodik in and of itself, that also has to be also. Now, Kershal Prakim, we have a machlokes over here between the Torah versus Maram. Again, basically, you have this cup over here, the stems come off, they would travel with them, they come to a certain place, and we attach the stems to the cup over here. So, machlokes Torah versus Maram, what the look is, the Torah wants a taina, it's mortar, and Maram says, Mamish case of Mitchell Prakim, therefore it is also. Now, what is the said machlokes? The way that the Mishavua understands the Taz, I know everyone keeps telling me that Mishavua does not learn the Taz the way, mask him. Mishavua learns the Taz his way. You want to understand the study of the Machlokes is, just like we are Gezer Hodok Otto Tkua, are we Gezer Rafa Otto Tkua? Otto Hodok. Are we Gezer Rafa Otto Hodok? That's the question over here. That means the cups are Derek to be Hodok. Hodok in and of itself is Rabbanon. Are we Gezer Rafa Otto Hodok, or is that a Gzeru Lekzeru? The way the Torah wants to stand, Rofer to Hodak, Hodak to Rabbanon, Gzeir Gzeir, not going to ask the Rofer. Masha Enkin the Maram says, once we ask the Hodak, they would like me to show Prakam, come along to ask, also Rofer to the case of Hodak. That's the story of the Machalikis. Mishmua says, Ladav case of Kais, even their standards were also the same thing. They would reattach him from place to place. The death to the case of Hodak be Osir. They get to our standards, we spoke out, a place we want to say, it's a stand away opening closing. And there was not be a, maybe not be a problem. So we have the Machlokes over here, Torah versus Maram. How do we paskin? So come along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says B'makom Tzarech, or the Lashon of the Taz Tzarech Kodol, person can be Mekel. Otherwise, the Chachilo we are Choshev the Maram Shito, the person cannot attach a Kodeshel Prakim. Now in this halacha, come along the Taz and Maravram Mishmur, the oldest cause of Sugya of Kisa Kalim. They're pointing out that these cups you're attaching to the stem over here, it basically even when you screw it in. The stray for the screw over here, turning one to another, the mice is ulcer. What is the isser? The way how the Magavam sounds like is isser the rice of Tukur, the way how the Tazim sounds in Nichol Negeda of Hodak is the Rabbanon. The isser, just like we understand that attaching the stem to the cup is ulcer, would it should be the same thing attaching a cover that you screw into the top should also be ulcer. Same you say it over here. Again, where the isser is coming from, according to the Taz, be Rabbanon, according to the Magavam, should be a case of the rice. So the answer, all the same thing. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is, since Eino Os Lekim, it's made to open and close. Magaram sends to the Sugya and Siman Shri Yadal Sefiu, the case of Dav Shal Taner, it's made to open and close constantly. Therefore, the Mice is not Nichli Geder of Boino Maka Bajish, Nichli Soit of Derech Nishtamshus, and therefore it's Mut over here. Now, the Mo ends off, he says, this halacha is when it's Derech to be Hodok, when it's Rafa is going to be Osir. Now, the obvious question is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's Machlokes Maram versus the Torah. That says, are we going to Rafa Otto Hodak? What's Ramo over here saying? The Rafa is Otto Hodak. Explains the Mishmur that's not what Ramo means. Ramo's the word Mohodak means it means Tukur Bachaisik, means Tukur. And therefore, we're going to Rafa Otto Tukur. That's the example over here. Let me just be, comes out clear that what's the loch in the gate to Tukur? Tukur, number one, is Chayiv. Why Chayiv? Maka Patish, maybe tell us a good boino. Second, by Hodak, what's the lacha negate to Hodak? There are two cases in Hodak. There's Hodak that's dark to be Tekua, there's Hodak that's dark to be Hodak. If it's Hodak dark to be Tekua, the Mechaber says it's even Ister Rabbanon. If it's Hodak to be dark to be Hodak, the Ramah says it's even Ister Rabbanon. But both of them are Osir, just one's a Mechaber, one's Ramah. By Rafa, what's the lacha? If someone tells you Rafa, you tell them it's Mutter, that's a mistake. Rafa really depends. Rafa, dark to be Rafa, that's Mutter. Rafay dark to be Tekua, then the Maisa is Osir. That's Ramah, that's a Beis Yosef. If it's Rafay dark to be Hodok, Kun the Mishnah Berurah, that's Machlokes Maram versus the Torah. Malach Mishnah said, Lachosh, Lachatchilo, unless the Mokma Tzarech. There's a third case over here, a Menoshal Prakim. Basically, there are two halachas that come out over there, and this idea of Menoshal Prakim, the same thing, they would take these candelabras, lights, place to place, they were unscrew it, put inside their suitcase, and then reattach it, they got somewhere else. Over there, the halacha is number one, you cannot take it apart and put it back together. Why? Act of tequila over here. Number two, you cannot even metaltle on Shabbos. You can't even metaltle it, because it might fall apart, and you might reattach it. Not only that, says Mechaber, based upon the Gemara, you have no idea that's not Shal Parakim, but looks like Shal Parakim, as charitim, as grooves inside, also cannot be metaltle. Now over there, the Taz speaks out, the Maaseh, what is the Isser of attaching this Menorah Shal Parakim? The Taz over there says, it's on the Sugya of Baino. Again, the Taz over here says, the Sugya is Maka Patish. I'm not sure why he switches cases over here. And also, it speaks out, the Magavam Mishabu over there says, Menorah Shal Parakim is also only when the case is not Dekhtu Rafai. Dekhtu Rafai, that works in the case of Mita Shal Parakim, the Maaseh will be Mut over here. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah also over there. Therefore, there are leichters that even though it had no fires on top of it, they cannot move it on Shabbos. It's a total. We spoke on Chabur, according to Moshe, our leichters, the Gam, I think all our leichters, it's possible to unscrew. It's not there to come apart. Therefore, it might not be Nichla Issa total over here. Now, come look over here, affect the Achrenim. Why by a Mitoshal Prokim, the Locha is, or Koshal Prokim, you can be metaltal it, you can use it. And another Prokim, the Maisa cannot be metaltal. What's happening over here? The Chura is a stero. That's also not metaltal, but Koshal Prakim. So you look at the Taz over there, the Taz wants to say, you know why? My Koshal Prakim is Machlokes Torah versus Maram. Echanami. According to the Maram, The loch is he can also metatal kodesh on broken. And the mechaber left out because he went like the case in the Torah. Chiddush also, but och echnami, it's not going to kodesh on broken. Maaseh b'shvuah is not being down the terrace, being down the Magar Avraham's terrace. He wants time enough because over there it's dark in the spark, dark to fall apart. Therefore, metatal fall apart. Therefore, we don't let you metatal menorah. Maaseh enkein by us not dark to the spark. These cups over here. Therefore, no issa total. Sif Zayin, the case where we have this beam over here that broke. It's coming. Mechaber says 2 points. Number one, you want to put something underneath it to make sure it's not go further down. That's mutter, but to raise it is also. But Tznai says that's not a case of tight. Otherwise, you have a bayam instead of sugya of mavatikli machanoi. Only the case over here that's rough over here. Now he speaks out the achronim tad makabam ishtabruo. We have a sugya mavatikli, meaning you have something that you have a kli underneath something that muktzah fell on top of. If you cannot take it out, you mavatikli it is domi to malacha b'ayin v'seisu al muktzah. Therefore, cannot mavatikli machanoi. Now, come on the Mishabru and Migdal and Machlokes Magarom Eli Rabo, that the person put something underneath that's not a kli. Mishabru speaks out two areas to discuss over here. One mitzvah the sugya of Baino, and one mitzvah the sugya of Mavat Kli Machonai. Mitzvah the sugya of Baino, let's say you put it there when it's rough for you. Are you allowed to put it there or not? So come over Magarom, and he and the Maisa want tiny, it's also here, because Nichol, you get a diamond to Baino, you put a piece of wood that you miyachet to go use, but it's not a kli, you want tiny, here it looks like Baino. Even Rafa is also. Kamal to Shabbos, Eli Rabba, the Maestro, they want disagreements on the Sugya of Baino. Kamal to Mishbura further and says, but let's say you want to do it tight. Let's say we tell the Sugya of Vata Kli Mechonoi. He brings down, the Prima Gona wants to tie him, but Vata Kli has been Vata Kli Mechonoi. Since it's not Kli, the only Eitz of Almo, the Maestro is Mutter. On that, the Shaitin was to disagree, we say, Loi Pluk HaChazal, it's always going to be also. That means there are 2 points, what? Again, he says, it's causing 2 separate points over here. One mitzvah the sugya of Baino, he has machlokes. Point to El Rabba is also to Shabbat, El Rabba Mais is mutter. No, it's not a problem. Again, what cannot do a tight? As Mavadakli Machonai. As tight Mavadakli, that's the second thing. The 2 separate things we're discussing over here. One's the Shayat Sin, one Mais is the Mishabura. Sivcha is the case, you have this bench over here, that one of the legs came out. So the loch over here is 2 points. Number one, you cannot put the leg back inside. The reason is very clear, Gzeira Shemiyataka. You might use the Bismarim over here, which is the Oyman Isser. And he said also, once you have this bench Meister that the leg came out, you cannot move from place to place and put it on top of something. The reason says Achren, why? Because you might put the leg back inside. Just a Meister that happened to me, just let him think about. I was once making Kiddush on my table, and the leg fell off. What do you do? One leg fell off, I'm holding the table. What do you do? I know what I did do, but I don't know what you're supposed to go do. What do you do? No, a leg on the table, literally have 4 legs, one came right off. I'm holding the table, so I have the Kiddush, don't even drink yet. What do you go do? Put something underneath it. You allowed to do that? What? Again, you're not allowed to move it, put it on top of something else.
Even a clean rough way, like the fire.
That's the case of a car over here, but here we have a leg you can reattach.
Why is it worse?
No, over here, because since if it's not around the leg, you throw it out. But here, since we have the leg, what to reattach with? So you have a Xero, you might come and reattach the leg. Not the case. What? The table is not going to stand with 3 legs. No, it wasn't. That was the Mamash Shubas Desh and Yesh Mishimachmer. The first one was Yesh Mishimachmer and the Mechaber. Mishmua says, Mais was Sosim and Simish Nechest, like the Shubas Desh would be Machmer. And we read Pasan Luchum over here. Now, if it happened, I'd use it and put it on top of something else, the Seder. But here, what's my options?
You're not going to put it in the
can't do. I can, because the screws obviously fell out. Like, we screw it in. Should we talk about it? To what?
No, what I'm trying to say is that if you bring it in a drop, maybe then there's a problem of drop to
floor. Mechaber says you cannot lean in on other bench. You can't lean on the other bench. It's all, sir. What do you do? Throw it out. Is it like muksel? I'm holding the table. I tell my wife what. Clock, you have to do where? Pick it up, kick it out. Like what? Where? How far? Doesn't go bring it back. My shirt. What I do? I knew part of the lochans, but you have to answer in the moment, right? That's what actually will happen. Oh, wait. Fine. Maybe we'll get to the sugya, we'll discuss what I did do. I'm still not clear if I was right or wrong. I have different stories over here. Okay. But Sifta has the case of Tekua 8 by 8. So for this, speaks of Mechaber, whether it's a case of the Mismar or a case of 8 over here, the loch is, since you're making Echot, you say the boy makes something one, and if they get off, told the Oboino. Speaks of Mishnah Brua and the Magavram, that whether it's a case of 8, whether it's a Kli, whether it's a case of Binyan over here, the loch is whether the Suga of a shovel, whether putting the peg with the handle inside the shovel, the Gemara's case over here, Mice is Osir, Va'id, if it's Osir making it, taking it all out, and if they get it of Soyser. So if you're the case of Tikkun Karko, that means you have a Erev in the Rav, it says, let's say you have a Chotzer, they got ruined over here inside the rain. The loch is, you're allowed to put Evan there, Bishinoi. Not so Tevin there, Bishinoi. You're allowed to put Stroh there, Bishinoi. Now, what is the reason why you're allowed to put it there? It speaks out the Mechaber. It's not Nichol as Nira Kamoisav al Binyan, because the Derech is to take the Tevin away, the Stroh away, to give it to the animals to go eat, to make Tid over there. Therefore, a person not Mevatel it. Why do you do the case of Bishinoi? It's not the Sugyo of Ubn Nichol. Speaks out the Mishnah Brua, but let's say there's a Tzara Harbi. Could you go, is it going to go do it? So they point out, stop, is it going to go do Ubn Nechol, that's Osir. But Tzara Harbi, Shvush is Shvush, Divul and Maise, it's Mutter. Now it says over here, the reason why it's Mutter cannot Derech to Mavakal it. Let's say the Derech is to Mavakal over there. Case of, says the Mishnah Brua, Churl, or the case of Tzara is a Tit, then to put it there, the Maise is Osir. Which then we got about what negate today, but man, is that what the Loch over here is. But the Derech Mavakal Osir, how about Mishmur going further? But let's say you leave it there. You have no kavana. For example, you took offer or ashes on top of your rake over here. Have no kavana to add to the building. The mice now be mutter. So if you just end off another case, we learn to mention above Siftes over there. You have a case of this gutter, this pipe that had these leaves inside. So we have the Gemara that speaks out Nachum Ishgalia that says to remove this stuff drain over here, you have to do three things. Number one has to be a case of Betsino, should not be a Baya of Marisayin. Number two has to be a case of doing it Beshinoi Klachiyah with your foot, smashing it down. And number three has to be a case of Makam Seder Lagozu. Has to be a case of a Hefzid. That means if you have all three, a case of a Hefzid, Beshinoi Klachiyah is Mutter. Then we spoke out in the garret to our sinks and our toilets. You have all three, certainly mutter. Question is, do you need to have all three or not? Now, just what came out from within the locho, the first it says you want to take away the grass from the stuffed up pipe. Mishmur speaks out, the grass are disconnected. And we discuss them inside the sugya of muksa, not negate to the sugya of ekudav mcduloi. The taz is a question, the locho negate to mars ayin, even mitzin is always ulcer. So what's the heter doing in mitzino? So the klahal ekud the place can go. The mitzin is only a heter in it. The Rabbonans, none had to derisive. Derisive is Issa Maris Ayin, Mashenkin by the case of the Rabbonans. By derisive is Issa, Mashenkin by the there is a heter. Now, Mishmur says a chidish in the Sugya Muksa, you can push it with your feet down, but push it with your feet side to side, that is times according to Miri, is a derech, that will be Osir. We have to learn the Sugya of Muksa, why is that Nichol get a Tulum Gufay, it should be Mutter, as a Kasha, understand the Mishnah Brua. Now, it does say, let's say he cannot do a Betzino, he brings down the Bialocho. The Ran Shita, the Echlami maybe can be Mekel. The Maish, the Mishmur ends off, that's against all the Rishonim, and you have to do Dafka, a case of Sinner. Bez Hashem, we have a Bechino, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech on Sunday. Everyone has to go take it, that says Chaybis the Chabura, otherwise you don't take it. You go downstairs, or switch other people upstairs over here from the Chabura, who are part of the Chabura over here. No, it's a fact. Bez Hashem, everyone should be Matzliach, and after the Bechin on Sunday, we start right away the Sugya of Dov Shev, Eskavim, Tikvei Shal, Slokharabim. Whoever says the